online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Good afternoon, Eurovision lovers. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet, and today is Sunday the 6th of May 2018. And we are less than a week away from the Eurovision Song Contest Grand Final. And of course, the semi-finals are coming up on Tuesday and Thursday. I'll let you know how you can view them. And of course, I will be playing you a few of the songs from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, as well as many classics. We have Rob's Random Request, Live and Kicking, the Eurovision Showcase News, and so much more up until 6 p.m. So sit back, relax, have a nice cold glass of port, as the Portuguese would do, as this week is the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest from Lisbon, Portugal. Boa noite.
Hello, this is Suri from the United Kingdom, and this is my song, Storm. Enjoy!
Hey, hey brother, do you remember when we were kids with no fear? Hey, hey sister, do you believe in the things we dreamt we discovered? I still have faith, I still believe in chasing rainbows. And hold our hands.
Give up!
Yes, the hopes of the United Kingdom population are resting on the shoulders of Suri and that song Storm, which will be performing on the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018, which will be taking place on Saturday the 12th of May. Yes, this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. on BBC One with the wonderful Graham Norton. And don't you think he's doing such a good job as our commentator? You know, there's still the elements of having a bit of a giggle and looking at the lightheartedness of a Eurovision Song Contest, but also praising the quality entries and the great performances that are there, which I felt like certainly towards in the last 10 years of Terry Wogan's commentary, you could tell in his commentary that he was losing the love of the Eurovision Song Contest. And God, we love him and miss him very much. But yes, I think his attitude towards it certainly has played out to, I think, a majority of British viewers of the Eurovision Song Contest who think that we're never going to win. And the thing is, the reason why we haven't won for 21 years now, that is the fact that we just haven't sent an entry that's been good enough. And generally, the good songs do well in the contest. You look at Portugal, look at Bulgaria and Moldova last year. A country like Moldova, which is, you know, doesn't have the greatest financial wisdom at all, is entering a contest which, if they almost won, you know, it would be such a financial struggle for them. But you know, they sent a great entry and it did really, really well. So you got to balance the books out. And it's not all political. There is some elements of political voting, but it doesn't affect the end result, at least for whatever country. Never has done. So anyways, let's clear all of that up and move swiftly on. Now, if you want to get in contact with us to show, it would be lovely to hear from you. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And of course, you could like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. I'll be sharing lots of stories with you and getting your thoughts about various bits and bobs, of course, throughout the week. And I'd love to hear your opinions, of course. Right, our next entry for 2018 we're going to play this week is the Irish entry, our nearest neighbour across the Irish Sea. Sean O'Shaughnessy is representing Ireland. His uncle represented Ireland in 2001, Gary O'Shaughnessy, with the song Without Your Love. And of course, we're going to hear the Irish entry now.
Hello, this is Ryan O'Shaughnessy from Dublin, Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Together. Enjoy.
We were drifting like two icebergs out on the ocean. I was doing all I could to keep you close. There were troubles in the water. You swore it was nothing. You said that we would always stay afloat. Why would true love look me in the eye and lie? I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. Why have you been coming home so late in the evening? Is there someone else that I should know? There's a smile on your face that I haven't seen since we started going out. How could true love look me in the eye and lie? I thought we'd be together till we die. I'll forever wonder why. I thought we'd be break my heart. Remember right back to the start. We said we'd
hope we'd be together till we die. A forever wonder why you said we'd be.
¿Dónde estás? Yo no sé si tú recordarás el verano que juntos pasamos los dos y que nunca podré yo olvidar. Oh, Michelle, te perdí, nunca más he sabido de ti. Solo espero que un día regreses a mí y de nuevo te pueda pedir. Por el sea de que bailemos un vals, na 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 na. Ponemos danse a Becua, quieres que bailemos un vals, na 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 na. Bailemos un vals,
bailemos un vals.
¿Dónde estás? Yo no sé si tú recordarás el verano que juntos pasamos los dos y que nunca podré yo olvidar. Oh, Michelle, te perdí, nunca más he sabido de ti. Solo espero que un día regreses a mí y de nuevo te pueda pedir.
I love that song. That is Spain 1978, Jose Velez with Bailemos un Vals, which means let's dance a waltz. Yes, indeed. Oh, great song for Strictly Come Dancing, wouldn't it? That's starting up soon, isn't it? Oh, it's not soon, but we've got a few months to go. Great. I love the 1978 contest. If you ever get a chance to watch it, then watch it. It's good. And it was the last contest to be hosted in France. Oh, yeah. It's so sad. In Paris, of course. And as many of you guys know, my favourite song is the song that actually came second from Jean Vallier, La Faire Chante la Vie. Beautiful song. And I want to play you now this year's French entry. And I want to share it with you now. It's one of the pre-contest favourites. It's in second place in the betting odds currently. Well, actually, it's gone down to fourth. We'll get into the betting odds later on. I'm not going to get into them. And I don't really want to, in particular, keep studying them. Because it's not necessarily depressing. But I think there's a lot of hype for nothing. Anyway, we'll get into that a little later on. So here's the 2018 French entry.
This is Madame Monsieur from France.
And this is our song Merci.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
Je suis née ce matin. Je m'appelle Merci. Au milieu de la mer, entre deux pays. Merci. C'était un long chemin et maman l'a pris. Elle m'avait dans la peau 8 mois et demi. Oh oui, 8 mois et demi. On a quitté la maison, c'était la guerre. Sûr qu'elle avait raison, y avait rien à perdre. Oh non, excepté la vie. Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci.
Alfred,
Ana Maria
from Spain. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song.
Tu canción, your song.
Enjoy.
Nunca llegué a imaginar que viajar a la luna sería real.
Lo pones todo al revés cuando ves. Besas mi frente y descubro por qué
ya no puedo
inventarlo.
Siento que bailo por primera vez. Eres el arte que endulza la piel
de mi mente viajera que sigue tus pies.
Siento que bailo por primera vez junto a ti.
Oh, oh. Sé que en ti puedo encontrar esa voz que me abriga si el tiempo va mal.
Todo es perfecto si estás a mi lado. Creando
Amaya and Alfred with Tu Cacion, your song. That's the Spanish entry for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Currently 12th favourite in the betting. And it's got the longest odds of around about 51-1. And the shortest odds you can find for 34-1. Interesting stuff there. All the best to the pair of them. Such a sweet love ballad. And well done on the Spanish on picking that one, I'd say. Now we'll have Rob's Random Request coming up very soon. But next up, we're going to hear the German entry. Now, the German entry has a little bit of a... I don't know. Well, they seem to... The rehearsals, which have been going on, let's face it, guys, since Monday of last week, have been going incredibly well. And... There seems to be a lot of positivity behind the German entry this year. Personally, I don't see it. But let me know what you think. Of course, you could tweet us at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page and comment on our page, the Eurovision Showcase, of course, on Facebook. Lovely to hear from you. So here is Michael Schutter with You Let Me Walk Alone, Germany 2018.
I'm a dreamer. A make-believer. I was told that you were true. I love the silence and the clear horizon, and I got it all from you. Every now and then I'm drawn to places where I hear your voice or see your face, and every little thought will lead me right back to you. I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place a home, a shelter from the storm. You said I had a one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road alone. My childhood hero will always be you, and no one else comes close. I thought you'd lead me when life's misleading. It's when I miss you most. Every now and then I'm drawn to places where I hear your voice or see your face, and every little thought will lead me right back to you. I was born from one love of two hearts. We were three kids and a loving mom. You made this place home, a shelter from the storm. You said I had one life and a true heart. I tried my best and I came so far, but you will never know, 'cause you let me walk this road.
Okay, well, if any of you are new to this show, Rob is my husband. Not that I would like to shout it out a bit, but yeah, well, why not? He's my husband. I love him. And now, basically, Rob has two hats. We have a hat full of countries, all sorts of different countries from across Europe, including Morocco and Israel and Australia, of course. And we have a hat full of years, all the way from 1956 until 2018. Oh, yes. So Rob picks one country out, one year out. We then glue that together and we play that Eurovision song, which has been devised completely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase. So this week, Rob has picked the country of Spain. And the year, which we could do, yes, it's 2007. Now, Spain selected his entry for the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest in Helsinki, Finland, through the contest Misión Eurovisión 2007. I don't know what 2007 is in Spanish, I apologise. Organised by the Spanish broadcaster TVE, yes, in their television studios in Madrid. Hosted by Paula Vazquez, yes. Now, the Spanish public chose the boy band Nash, later known as Dinash, with the song I Love You, Mi Vida. The song was composed by Robert Gierson and Anders Rikstad, and written by Tony Sanchez Olsson and Rebecca Paul-Pos del Toro. Now, Dinash entered the final in Helsinki on the 12th of May, the same day as this year's Eurovision Song Contest has taken place, and they finished in the 20th position with only 49 points. Awkward. Now, Spain got 12 points from Albania in the grand final, which is wonderful. Thank you. Well done, Albania. They also got 8 points from Portugal, 6 points from France, 5 points from Switzerland, 4 points from Montenegro, 3 points from Belgium, 2 points from Israel and Malta, and 1 point from Greece, respectively. Now, in the grand final of the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest, Spain gave its 8 points to Armenia, 10 points to Bulgaria, and 12 points to Romania. Oh, yes. And we won't go into the Romanian song because it's vile. So let's move to it. I mean, my own personal view, of course. Right, now let's hear Spain 2007, Dinash with I Love You, Mi Vida. This week's Rob's Random Request.
Clavaría, ilumina.
Love You Mi Vida, Spain 2007's Eurovision Song Contest entry. Now, apologise, I've realised I've played three Spanish songs already. It might be because of the weather, I don't know. But I feel a bit of a Latin sort of dance going on here in the studio. Crazy times. Well, that's the whole point of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, let's play another song for this year's Eurovision Song Contest before we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News.
Hello, this is Doredas from Moldova. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song,
My Lucky Day.
Enjoy!
Secrets to unfold, you got stories never told, you're holding information. Standing right in front of me, a hidden rhapsody, I walk into temptation.
And something tells me we can make some music, the rhythm is driving me wild. And something tells me we ain't gonna lose it, keep pushing way into the night.
Doredos with My Lucky Day. I haven't played that, the Moldovan entry for 2018, since they won the national final. So I think it's about time I played it. Now, it's not my favourite entry, but it's growing on me. I must admit, the live rehearsal, the rehearsals that we had earlier this week, Moldova, have been very, very popular. And a lot of pundits have been saying that it could do extremely well in the grand final on Saturday night if it qualifies. So, we'll have to wait and see, obviously, and we'll find out next Sunday. Now, remember, I'm going to be going to Lisbon, of course, and by the time you're hearing this, I will be there already. So keep an eye on the social media platforms, as we said. And next week's show will be coming from Lisbon, Portugal, as I will be there. And we'll have Rob with me, of course, and have some friends and get some fan reaction to the results and the songs, of course, of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. Excuse me. But now it's time for this. Your Eurovision Showcase News on today, Sunday the 6th of May 2018, a week before the Eurovision. Jose Maria Inigo, who was the Spanish commentator from 2011 to 2017, has died at the age of 75. The news of the commentator's death was announced at the start of the television broadcast this morning on Spanish television TVE. He was not due to be in the commentary booth in Lisbon, Portugal, as he's been replaced from role as commentator following comments about Tucacion, this year's Spanish entry, taking over from the former commentator Tony Orega and Julia Valera. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Jose Maria's family at this time. Giri Shank, who represented Norway at the Eurovision Song Contest 2007, has been approved by the EBU as a jury member despite links to one of this year's competing songs. Giri, who performed Verá Bailar Comigo by Robert Gilson, will be able to vote on this year's Maltese entry, which is also written by Robert Gilson. It has been reported that Charlotte Pirelli, former Nilsson, who represented Sweden and won the Eurovision in 1999 with the song Take Me to Heaven, will be accompanying Benjamin Ingrosso this week, giving him support for preparation of the live shows of the Eurovision Song Contest. Obviously, Charlotte Pirelli also represented Sweden in 2008 with the song Hero. The Kazakhstani broadcaster Khabar will be broadcasting the Eurovision 2018. And finally, in the Netherlands, Ojing, who represented them at the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, will be announcing the jury points on behalf of the Netherlands. And here in the United Kingdom, Mel Goidrich will be giving the UK jury scores out. And just one last thing before we close off the news. I'll give you the top 10 by betting odds of the favourites for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So currently in first place is the Israeli entry from Netta with the song Toy. Second place is Norwegian entry, Alexander Rybak, on his return to the contest with the song That's How You Write a Song. Third place is the Estonian entry from Elena Nunchayeva with the song La Forza. In fourth place is the French entry, Madame Monsieur, with Merci. In fifth place is the Czech Republic song, Mikolas Josef, with A Lie to Me. In sixth place is the Cypriot entry from Elena Ferreira with Fuego. In seventh place is the Bulgarian entry, Equinox, with Bones. In eighth place is the Swedish entry, Benjamin Ingrosso, with Dance You Off. In ninth place is the Italian entry from Fabrizio Metta, Metta Amoro, that's easier that way, Nami Viante, Noto Niente. And in tenth place is the Australian entry, Jessica Malboy, with We Got Love. As I mentioned earlier, the United Kingdom is lying in 25th place, which isn't bad, to be fair, as Azerbaijan are just below. I don't know where they've fallen off, because their rehearsals was quite good, I thought. Ireland are sitting in 30th place in the betting odds, with the longest odds that you can find, 301-1. And down at the bottom, poor old San Marino, Jessica and Jennifer with Who We are there in 43rd. So, if you want to find out the betting odds, obviously, bet responsible people, you can head over to eurovisionworld.com/odds/Eurovision. Easy peasy. Right, so that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritatis, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM.
It's back, the 2018 Flying the Flag Charity Raffle. For your chance to win a unique souvenir flag signed by many of the 2018 Eurovision artists, and to help raise money for Bloodwise, the UK leukemia and lymphoma charity, go now to justgiving.com and look for Eurovision 2018, or see the links on our radio pages on Facebook. Good luck!
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Monsters. Enjoy.
Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to these monsters anymore. Now I'm gonna let in all the light, tear down the walls. At my worst I found my army strong, all the demons are gone.
Sara Aalto with Monsters, yes. Oh, gosh, that's my favourite for this year's contest. Could you tell? Right, now, I want to play you a song from her, her brand new album. She's had many albums. I was about to say first album, but no, it's not. And this song is fantastic. I really want to play it for you. And we're going to hear now Don't Deny Our Love, and it's from Sara Aalto's brand new album, Wild Wild Wonderland.
Yesterday, I made you laugh more than you've done in many years. I heard you say, you've been so sad you thought it was all you can feel. Everything is possible, possible. Your heart now. You can do whatever you want, but don't deny our love. You can play whatever you want, but not this game of charades. I know you've got reasons to be scared, yeah. than vanity. But now I know you can't decide if love is stronger than a fear. You hesitate.
And this week's Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself, comes from the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest from the Ardepeçi Arena in Istanbul, Turkey. And it's Cyprus 2004. Here is Lisa Andreas, who's originally from Cyprus, but she was living in Gillingham in Kent at the time. Here is Stronger Every Minute.
No matter where I am, I'm always thinking of you. It may be hard, but I need you to understand that I don't often say what I feel. Now this is straight. My love.
other,
the humans,
and we are from Romania. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and you're listening to our song Goodbye. Enjoy.
It's time for me to say goodbye. It's fine, I've tried a million times to kiss the emptiness and make her mine. I should have stayed, but I already left a thousand times. I've won my fight. Nobody knew nothing about all the love trapped in a void. Can't see the light.
The Humans with Goodbye, Romania 2018. Great tune. I wish them all the best in the second semi-final. Yes, now you can watch the semi-finals here in the UK, of course. We're not participating in them, but we are voting in semi-final one, at least. And you can take a look, obviously. So you get to see all of the songs of the Eurovision Song Contest if you watch the semi-final. So, of course, you can watch it on Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. on BBC4. And not forgetting, you can watch the Eurovision Song Contest Grand Final next Saturday at 8 p.m. Okay. Now it's time to have our final song. And this is a former Eurovision winner and a classic. And this lady will be in Lisbon supporting her home country. So let's take a listen to Charlotte Nilsson with Take Me to Your Heaven, or Tusse Nu en Natt, Sweden, 1999.
Din kärlek går jag genom en lovar.
Charlotte Nilsson, Tusen Evenot, Take Me to Your Heaven, Sweden's Eurovision winner in 1999, but the Swedish version, which I think is the best one too, personally. Right, well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Ariatusiet, for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I will be coming to you from Lisbon, Portugal, with next week's show, the Eurovision Showcase, actually for the next 2 weeks, as I'll be in Lisbon for Eurovision week, and then I'll be heading down to the Algarve to sunning myself. Oh, yes. Now, keep an eye out on the Eurovision Showcase podcast feed by going to tutsexperience.podbean.com for some exclusive podcasts throughout the week next week. So enjoy the Eurovision Song Contest 2018, and I'll see you next Sunday. Toodaloo!